You're listening to Business Matters.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Carol Thompson. I'm the membership coordinator at the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Business Matters on Talk 1260 KTRC. And we have as our guest today a chamber member, and I'm very excited to introduce. We have Patrick Singleton with Creative NLP Solutions. And welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
So I think what I'm going to do is, first of all, have you explain your business and what is behind the name of Creative NLP Solutions.
Okay. Well, so first let me start by saying, actually, the name of the business is Inner Mind Sourcing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes. Okay. So Creative NLP Solutions is what
That's part of it.
Okay, that's part of it. So we're going to go back to Inner Mind Sourcing. Okay, so okay. You tell us all about it.
All right, so Inner Mind Sourcing is kind of the big umbrella because I do two things. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist. I'm a master practitioner of NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Oh.
Which is basically the simple way to think about what NLP is it's a way of helping people make changes in the way they think or the way they act or the way they feel. And what's different about that versus hypnotherapy is in hypnotherapy, we make the same kinds of changes with people. But in hypnotherapy, we put people into a trance and do a process for that. NLP doesn't use trances. So I combine both of those methods. So that's why Inner Mind Sourcing is a combination of NLP and hypnotherapy.
Okay. All right. Oh, very good. Well, I'm glad you explained that. You did that much better than I would have. That's great. You know, I want to kind of take us back a little bit,
sure.
Patrick, and tell us a little bit about maybe what you've done before, what brought you to Santa Fe,
okay.
How you started your business.
All right. Well, I'm actually I'm one of those rare people that I'm actually a native New Mexican.
Good. I am too. Where from?
Well, I was actually born in Los Alamos.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah.
My family is originally from St. Louis, and I have three siblings, but I'm the only one that was born in New Mexico. They were all born in St. Louis.
Okay.
So we moved here. My dad used to work up at the lab.
Okay.
And then when I was starting grade school, we moved to Espanola, which is where I grew up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. You are a local.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great. And so have you always, is this what you went to school for, to learn? Has this always been your passion?
Well, I guess the way to talk about that, I mean, I've done a lot of different things in my life. I'm very artistic. I've done lots of entrepreneurial things, especially things that involved art or creating a product and that kind of thing. But underneath it all, I always had a fascination with people and kind of what makes people tick.
Sure.
And at the same time, I was always one of those people that, you know how you have a friend and something's going on and you talk to that friend about, you know, your problems and what's going on. And I was always that person.
Yeah,
so
good.
People that
yeah.
knew me, if they had stuff going on, I was always the confidant, always the person.
The go-to guy.
That they would talk to. because I think I've always had a pretty good intuitive understanding about people, and I could help them think about something in a different way or help them understand why somebody did something. And that was just kind of a natural part of my personality. So as I started working and going through different kinds of work, I've been an apprentice to a goldsmith. I had a few different businesses. But this kind of thing
sure.
always fascinated me. And I discovered NLP in the early 90s, I'll put it that way.
Oh, okay.
And I did my first class in 1994, and then the summer of 95, I got certified as a practitioner. And then I started a private practice seeing clients, and part of how I did that was to give a talk somewhere, and one of the people who attended the talk owns the hypnotherapy school in town, and he hired me to teach NLP as part of the hypnotherapy program.
Okay.
And I stayed there for 14 years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's remarkable.
So while I was there, I went through that training as well and got certified as a clinical hypnotherapist. And I stayed on as a coach and began teaching all kinds of things and was involved in that. And then in more recent years, I started realizing that I wanted to have more time for a private practice and I wanted to teach more of my own stuff versus the curriculum that I didn't have as much of a say-so over.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. So how long have you had your private practice then here in Santa Fe?
Well, I've been seeing people since 1995.
Okay.
But it's been in more recent years that it's really kind of blossomed as more of that. Because when you're in the school, there isn't as much time to see people because the school is very intensive. So 10 weeks at a time, you would eat, sleep, and breathe that.
Oh, my goodness,
and I could only see people on Saturdays. So that's part of why in 2010, I cut my schedule in half. I moved my office out of the school and got the office I have now on Louisa Street.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I started seeing people and developing the private practice a little bit more. And I also do a certification training in NLP 3 times a year here in Santa Fe.
Okay. So an individual can call you and they've just become your personal client.
Oh, yeah. People come to me for all kinds of issues.
Okay.
I mean, it's really kind of amazing the scope of different things that I work with. I help people get over traumatic things. I help people get over phobias. I've helped people, vets. I worked with somebody that came back from Afghanistan that was having a really hard time.
Oh, my goodness.
Helped her get over that traumatic
thing.
And I help people with allergies. I help people with self-esteem issues and habits and behavior issues, all kinds of things.
That's interesting. So if any of our listeners out there, want to get a hold of you and talk to you about if this is something that you could take them on, how would they get a hold of you?
So my business number is the cell phone, and that's
505-577-1436.
Or you can email me at patrickbreathes, BREATHES, at Gmail.
Okay, that's excellent. So you were talking a little bit about this group. You'll have to use the word for me. It's this group setting that you do.
The classes?
Classes.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that like people just sign up, or is it like specific groups, like a company
that would
have their employees?
Okay. So no, it isn't so much like a corporate thing. This is more for people that either already have some kind of a practice in a similar way, some type of a healing work that they do, and they want more tools. Like a lot of the people that I train are already hypnotherapists, or they already have, some counselors, that kind of thing, and they just want, a new set of tools that they can incorporate into the work that they already do. So it's a certification training. So when somebody does that class, then at the end, they're a certified practitioner of NLP.
Okay, and tell us again what NLP stands for.
So NLP stands for, it's a mouthful, it's neuro-linguistic programming, and I'll kind of break that down.
Okay.
So neuro refers to the nervous system, because through your senses, you experience life through what you see and hear and feel.
Sure.
Well, internally in your brain, in your mind, you represent life through images, sounds, and feelings in your mind. That's how you can remember things and compare things and so on. So that's the neural part of it. The linguistic part of it is the fact that language and the influence that language has on the way that we think, the way that we speak, and so on. And then the programming refers to ideas that become fixed in the mind, like, oh, I could never do that, or I'm too young to do this, or I'm too old to do that, or et cetera, et cetera. All those kinds of beliefs would fall under the category of programming. So neuro-linguistic programming addresses all those different levels of how a person has an issue or what they need to do to achieve a goal or that kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I did understand that. So you're very good at that.
Well, I hope so. I have a little practice now.
I bet. And you've been doing this how long then in Santa Fe?
Well, I started the NLP class. I started that as a separate training while I was still at the hypnotherapy school. I started that in 2005.
Okay.
I've certified over 100 people at this point.
Oh,
I just finished a class, actually, this last Friday, and that was really fun. It was kind of a small class, but I had one person who came all the way from Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of Dubai.
Yes.
And she came, she already had the training actually, but she happened to get a session from one of my students who moved to Dubai and was so impressed with it and the differences that she decided to come to America to learn how to do it that way.
Oh my goodness.
So that was pretty cool.
That is cool. That is a great testament to you and, you know, your expertise and that we're so lucky that we have you here in Santa Fe. And,
oh, thank you.
You know, I think that we have so many quality people and these kinds of opportunities,
mm-hmm.
I think, for all over the world, you know.
Yeah, Santa Fe is such a center for healing. There's so much going on here.
Oh, it definitely is. And, you know, and thank goodness that you're a local and you decided to stay here and not leave and go somewhere else.
Well, it's kind of, I mean, it's sort of that thing about, you know, you're sort of like the country boy. You can put him in a
yep.
city, but you can't take the country out of him. You know, I spent a year in New York and, you know, the whole time I was like, okay, where's the sun?
Uh-huh.
Where's the mountains? and then more importantly, where's the green chili?
Yeah, exactly. We all think that, don't we?
Right. So, you know, I luckily had some friends send me green chili as a care package.
That's the way to do it. That's exactly the way to do it. Well, we're going to take a quick break here in just a second. We're going to come back and visit some more with Patrick. So stay tuned, and we'll be visiting with him about inner mind sourcing. Welcome back. You're listening to the Chamber of Commerce Business Matters on Talk 1260 KTRC. This is Carol Thompson, and I'm your host today. And I'm visiting with Patrick Singleton. His business is Inner Mind Sourcing.
Inner Mind Sourcing, yep.
Inner Mind Sourcing. And so we were visiting a little bit during the break, and I'm just so intrigued with the clinical hypnotherapy, and we thought we might talk a little bit about that. And any of our listeners out there, you know, that want to know a little bit more about the different areas you can get into, we might mention the phone number real quick here at the top.
Sure, the phone number to schedule an appointment or ask questions or sign up for a class, it's 505-577-1436.
Perfect. Okay, so we've got a listener out there and they have a particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's all kinds of things that people can come to you about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I really love about the work. Some people like to specialize. You know, some people specialize in helping women have the birth experience without anesthesia, using hypnotherapy so that they have a pain-free experience.
Right.
So some people like to specialize things. For me, I get bored if I'm doing the same thing all the time.
Sure.
So what I love is that people can come in with just about anything and we can work with it. And so we can talk about some examples of different things. So one of the common things that people come with is all kinds of fears, all kinds of phobias. And there's this idea, I think, that a lot of people have that's something that's so intense or so long-standing that either you can't change it or it's really hard, it would take a really long time to change it.
Right.
And in my experience, that's not true at all. So I'll give some examples of that. I had one person that came that had a phobia of water.
Oh, my goodness.
And which is not that uncommon. And so for this person, that phobia was strong enough that she didn't even like to have her whole head underwater.
Okay.
You know, not in a sink, not to wash her hair, nothing.
Right.
And she really needed to get rid of this phobia for an upcoming event. So we did the process, and which, by the way, so the process, after the interview, the process itself is 45 minutes typically.
Okay.
So a couple hours later, I get this call, and she's practically screaming into the phone because what she had done was she went home, she filled up the bathtub and got in the bathtub and laid in the bathtub face down with her head completely submerged and was completely fine. And she was ecstatic.
Oh my gosh. In 45 minutes. So this wasn't anything she had to come see you once a week for 3 months.
Oh God, no.
Oh my goodness.
Most phobic responses and fears can typically be cleared in a single session.
You always hear about people have this phobia about flying.
Oh yeah.
That's another
common one. Flying, heights. And then, you know, and then I've had some, you know, really interesting ones. Like I had a lady that was terrified of grasshoppers, and where she lived, she was not a New Mexican, but there was lots of grassland on their property. And so at certain times of year, you couldn't take two steps outside of the house without hundreds of grasshoppers jumping in every direction. And it was terrifying for her.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, it was another thing that we cleared in one session.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Now, I have to ask you, okay, so we're talking about, okay, you clear them in one session.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're sitting there and you're putting them into this deep, deep trance?
No. For that, no, actually, most trance work is not very deep.
Okay.
Really, the only kind of trance work that needs to be deep is really for medical issues. Like if I'm helping somebody deal with pain.
Sure.
And how to control the pain, that requires a deep trance. For most kinds of change work that's about anything kind of mental, emotional, that's more light to medium trance, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's only the medical stuff that really needs a deep trance.
Okay, because I think a lot of people find that as kind of scary, because you see it on TV.
Oh, sure.
You know, it's like, okay, they're sitting there, and everybody drops their hands in their head, and they're like in this deep trance. It's like, I don't know if I want to give up control.
Well, that's the myth, right?
Yeah.
That you lose control.
But exactly.
The truth is, you don't give up control. In fact, the only way that you can get into a trance is to agree.
Right.
So, in other words, what I'm saying is that the best hypnotist in the world can't hypnotize you against your will.
Okay.
And everything that's possible in terms of what we do in the work, again, is only possible as long as the person agrees.
That's true.
So it's not that they lose control. It's actually in trance or in any of these kind of altered states that we do this work in, you find out how much control you actually have. And it's a lot more than you think.
That's interesting. So like, say the lady with the water,
mm-hmm.
does she remember that she sat there with you and
Oh, sure.
You worked it? So she remembers all that. You just worked on her mind.
What we do, it's a process that helps a person go to, because typically that type of thing is based on a traumatic memory.
Sure.
So part of that memory is the emotion inside the memory. So what the technique does that we guide them through is it allows them to let go of the emotion. They still know what happened, but the emotion isn't there anymore. And because the emotion isn't there anymore from the past,
Sure. They
don't need to feel it in the present.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't matter whether it's what the fear is about, whether it's about flying or about dentists or needles or snakes or spiders or elevators or whatever it is.
Claustrophobia,
yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Once we clear the old emotion out of the memory, they still know that, which is important, because you might have had an experience, like let's say a fear of heights where somebody was walking, they were hiking, and they nearly slipped. So in that memory, the technique allows us to take the emotion out, but they still remember it. So maybe they learned, don't stand so close when you're on sandstone because it crumbles. So they don't forget something important they've learned, but at the same time, now they don't have that crippling emotion from the past that keeps them from being able to do something in their life.
That's very interesting. It kind of puts a whole new light on hypnotherapy, because like you said, we all have these ideas of what you see on TV.
Oh, sure.
And of course, in those
stories, they're going to try and come up with a story that's dramatic, that makes the story more exciting. But very little of what you see in those stories bears any resemblance to the actual reality of the experience.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, Patrick. So are you okay with, say, someone wants to call you up, but they just want to come in and just talk to you about what this is going to be about, just to see if they even want to do it.
Oh, sure.
So it's not like they have to go in and, okay, now I'm going to hypnotize you.
Well, I mean, I don't even really think about it that way because, again, if I'm doing NLP, I'm not even worried about putting somebody in trance.
Sure.
And for me, I'm almost always doing a combination of both hypnotherapy and NLP based on what's going to be most effective.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, let's give everybody the phone number again one more time.
Sure, it's 505-577-1436.
Okay, and your address, it's okay? They can come
by
your
office?
Okay.
Well, so the thing about the address is it's not like a business hours office.
Oh, okay.
So the office is by appointment only.
Okay, perfect.
But the address is 1418 Louisa, and it's suite number 3.
You're right here in Santa Fe. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Patrick, thank you so much for being on our show this morning.
My pleasure.
It was
thank
very
you for having
enlightening,
me.
And I enjoyed it very, very much. And we thank you. We hope you'll come back.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Thompson with the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce Business Matters on Talk 1260 KTRC. And we have for the second half of our show, I'm so excited to introduce Pamela Hislop. She's with Molina Medical. And Pamela, thank you so much for coming in today. I know this is a new experience for you, but we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
So anyway, I told Pamela that I'm going to talk a little bit about you and maybe where you came from and how you got involved with Molina and the whole field. So tell us what brought you to Santa Fe.
Okay. Well, I had originally worked for Molina Healthcare, and their office is in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
So I'd worked there for about 2.5 years as a health educator.
Oh,
and okay. Then when I found out that they were going to be opening up a clinic in Santa Fe, I was just so excited to finally get back in the clinic setting and start working with patients again.
Oh, good. So you've always done that.
I've worked in several clinical settings before prior to coming to the health plan with Molina.
Okay.
So I was just so excited to get back in that kind of a setting. So I applied for the position, and then I got it. And
oh,
so now
course.
I've transferred to Santa Fe.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you like it
here? I love it here. It's beautiful. The people are great. And it's so nice to finally get back and help people.
Oh, that is great. Well, when you hear somebody say something like that, you know they're passionate.
Yes.
And that's what we need. We need people that are passionate for what they're doing. And I can tell that you are definitely that way. So Molina Medical here in Santa Fe. Do you want to tell everybody, first of all, where they're located?
Sure. We're actually, I guess the best way for folks to know where we're at, it's off of St. Michael's Drive.
Okay.
Next to the Kmart.
Yes.
So okay. The address is actually 1714 St. Michael's Drive in Santa Fe.
Okay. And I love it that you said next to Kmart, because if you've lived here long enough, you have to be a landmark driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yes, because
yeah.
I get lost a lot
yeah.
here. I'm still learning the way to get, I can get to work. And
exactly.
I'm learning about all the wonderful restaurants and all the little mom and pop places are here. It's wonderful.
It is. And Santa Fe is, you know, a very tight-knit community, and they love doing business with people they know.
Mm-hmm.
So having you and your face and your personality, you know, associated with Molina, I know that makes people feel very comfortable. So that was good. Now, tell us a little bit about Molina Medical. Now, you said this is a new clinic that's just opened up.
Yes.
Okay, let's tell our listeners, what does that mean? What's Molina Medical?
So do you want to kind of know about the history and where
yes.
it all started? Because
yes.
it's a wonderful story, and
I love
to share
it
with you.
Okay. All right.
So it actually started 32 years ago. okay. in a small medical clinic in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
At the time, our founder, Dr. David Molina, was an emergency room physician.
Okay.
And he kept seeing that people were coming to the emergency room for, like, the common cold.
Sure.
And they didn't have health insurance. And he was like, my goodness, you know, this is costing them a lot more. They should have a facility where they can go to for, you know, non-emergent, you know, healthcare
right.
needs.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So he established a medical office to help those who were uninsured. Maybe they didn't speak English. And they were, you know, it was expensive for them to pay, so they couldn't qualify or have health insurance.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Isn't that wonderful? So this medical home allowed patients to access regular preventive care with a physician who knew them. And okay. he would have a history of them. So as they come back,
sure.
you know, he would be able to say, okay, of course, I know you and I can see like how we're managing your health and everything's wonderful. You know, he's able to help them.
Absolutely.
So now there's more than 25 Molina medical clinics in various states. Of course, the majority are in California where it started. And now we've opened Florida, Virginia, Washington, and now for the first time in New Mexico.
Oh, my goodness. Now, is Santa Fe the only one that has one, or there's one in Albuquerque?
Just the health plan is in Albuquerque. So this is the first clinic here in New Mexico, and we're happy to open it in Santa Fe.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? Santa Fe's the perfect place because it will cover northern New Mexico.
Yes.
And, oh, my goodness, I didn't even know this. So this is wonderful.
Mm, it's a wonderful place. We're having our grand opening coming up a week from today.
Okay, a week from today. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so is it open now? I mean, people can walk in. Is it walk-in?
We are accepting walk-ins.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, people can schedule appointments. And we're already seeing folks a few times for follow-up appointments and stuff. But we're really spending a lot of time with these patients to make sure that we're doing everything that they need to take care of their health.
That is great. So just to understand, I mean, this would be one step, I don't know if you say like below an emergency. So this would be something that, like you said, if they've got a cold mm-hmm. or something physical, like cut their finger or,
I mean, we're a family practice clinic, so we do the preventative care, childhood immunizations, and we're also part of the Vaccines for Children program here.
That's okay. So you all will be doing this with school starting up in September, where maybe they don't have to go now to their physician. They can come to you and.
Yes. Usually Vaccines for Children programs, at least once a year, they work with clinics to have like an open shot clinic.
Sure.
So we're hoping that we can be one of those clinics during that time.
That's very important.
Yes.
I think more important than anything else, Pamela, is you keep saying they don't have to have insurance.
No, we actually accept, you know, people who are going to pay cash.
Sure.
Because they don't have health insurance.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful place to go because it's not going to drain them financially.
Right.
We have a sliding fee schedule.
Okay.
And also, like, let's say, for instance, you came to our clinic and you didn't have health insurance. If you pay for everything the same day, there's a 40% discount also.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's very affordable. And we're willing to work with folks so that we don't put them in a financial strain.
Oh, you don't hear that a lot these days.
And
you
grew up with no health insurance, so I know how much my parents struggled when I had like a little cold or something.
Absolutely.
So I have a personal passion to help folks.
Yes. You know, I think I've heard even like over at the Chamber, I think for Santa Fe and a lot for northern New Mexico, a huge amount of our population do not have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're filling a huge void. You know, in our community. And, you know, and I know I hear a lot, too. We have a lot of home-based businesses, husbands and wives, and they're struggling to be graphic designers or whatever. And they're not in the corporate world where they have access to that medical insurance.
Yes, 'cause
they have no insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
Our clinic would be a great resource for these folks to continue making sure that they're being served for their health care needs.
Absolutely. Yes, very definitely. So what other kinds of things do you cover at Molina Medical?
Well, we also do, of course, physical exams.
Okay.
Wellness exams for women.
Okay.
And currently, we're able to see folks who have Molina Medicaid, also known as Molina Salud. Of course, we're seeing Medicaid fee-for-service individuals. I don't know if you've heard of the Molina State Coverage Insurance, also known as SCI.
No.
Yeah, so we're able to see individuals who have that insurance. And then, of course, Molina Medicare, and then cash paying patients.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I always like to call these kinds of things one-stop shopping.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, oh, I have to run over here and I have to run over there and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely think that you're providing a service, you know, in our community that's been so needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we try to make it so that when folks come to our clinic that they don't have to go to a whole bunch of different places
sure.
to follow up for the care. So when they come to our clinic,
uh-huh.
if they need any of their labs drawn, we do that in-house.
Oh, you do x-rays?
We don't do x-rays,
okay.
but of course lab draws and things like that, we're able to do that in-house, and then so they don't have to take another step
Good.
And go somewhere else.
Okay.
And then in future, we will be having what's called Instameds. So we'll actually be able to send like a mom home with antibiotics for her child for like an ear infection or something. We'll
oh
have that
my
in-house
goodness.
As well.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, so that will be coming very soon.
Okay. Well, it's like you say, yeah, they go to the doctor and then you mm-hmm. got to run over here and get your blood test.
Yep.
Then here's your prescription. Now you have to run over here
mm-hmm.
and go get, and then they've taken off a whole day at work.
Yes.
To go get something like this done.
Yeah, and you think, you know, like a mom, of course, she
sure.
has like a little one in a car seat that's in and out of the car seat at all these different stops.
Yes.
So, of course, she can come to our location and everything's taken care of. And then she can go directly home and, you know, start taking care of the child.
That's great. So, I guess I'm going to ask you again. This is like a walk-in. If anybody out there listening to the show
mm-hmm.
and something comes up this next week and they go, oh, I remember hearing about that, they can just walk in.
Yes, please come in. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening.
Okay.
We do close for lunch
okay.
from 12:30 to 1:30, okay. but please come in. Even if you want to meet the staff and the
yes.
physician and have a quick little tour, we'd be happy to, you know, visit with you and speak to you.
Okay. Is this 7 days a week?
It's just Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Okay. So again, let's remind everybody where the location is.
We're off of St. Michael's Drive,
okay.
next to the Kmart, 1714 St. Michael's Drive here in Santa Fe.
Okay, excellent. So now, do they need to call for an appointment or anything like that? Maybe that they just want to come in for a wellness check or something. Maybe the phone number one more time.
Sure, the phone number to schedule an appointment is, of course, area code 505-490-4042.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and visit a little bit more with Pamela with Molina Medical. Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Thompson with Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Business Matters on Talk 1260 KTRC. And I'm so excited to have as our guest with us on the second half of the radio show. I have Pamela Hislop, and she's with Molina Medical. We've been having a great conversation talking about the new medical clinic here in Santa Fe. And I want to just mention just real quickly, I know you guys have a grand opening coming up. It's going to be next Friday, which is what, May the 11th?
May the 11th, yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit what time and what's going to be going on over there.
It's going to be about 12 to 3.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great opportunity for other providers And community resources to come and visit the clinic, meet the staff,
okay,
meet our provider.
Okay.
And we have, of course, the founder's son, Dr. Mario Molina, will be coming in.
Oh, excellent. And yes. He's coming from California?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. So he'll be here, yes, in Santa Fe.
Yes. We're so excited to have him come out.
Yes. And I think our chamber's doing a ribbon cutting.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Yes, they are. So that's good. And so 12 to 3... Friday, May the 11th,
yes,
and hopefully the mayor will be there. And Santa Fe really likes to welcome our new businesses in grand style.
Wonderful.
So we're looking forward to that. And you'll be there?
Of course.
Okay. What is your position over there?
I'm the clinic administrator.
Okay. So you're in charge of the whole office.
Yes.
That is great. So you whip everybody into shape over there.
Well, I don't really have to do that. We have a wonderful staff. They're very motivated and, you know, they don't really need that much direction. They're very independent, hardworking individuals who are very knowledgeable.
Okay.
So they're just a wonderful team of folks to work with at the clinic.
So how large is your team and what kind of positions are over there? Why don't you tell us a little,
sure,
bit about that?
Well, we're actually, you know, a small clinic. We, okay, currently have 7 exam rooms.
Okay.
We have 1 front office clerk. We have 1 medical assistant. Okay. And then, of course, we have 1 provider.
Okay.
As we get more patients, mm-hmm, then, of course, we'll expand. We'll hire more staff, you know, to accommodate the patient flow.
Okay.
But currently, since we're just new and starting now, we just have a small team right now.
Okay. I think the one thing that is on everybody's mind when you hear something like this, because it's very typical for Santa Fe, how long will my wait time be if I do walk in?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we could probably see you pretty quickly.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, just bear with us because, you know, of course, sure, we are new and the staff is still learning, but everyone's very knowledgeable, so
okay,
it wouldn't take that long.
That's good to know. And I think as we were talking in the earlier segment, you know, this is the non-emergency, but for people that have to go to St. Vincent to the, or, I'm sorry, Krista, St. Vincent. Yeah, there we go. I've been here 30 years, so it's St. Vincent to me, but, you know, and they go in with the sniffles and colds or, you know, the hives or whatever. They're waiting 6 hours.
Yeah.
Now you can eliminate all of that.
Yes. If it's a non-emergent situation, please,
sure,
don't go to the ER.
Right.
Because people who have true emergencies are not able to be seen. So the emergency rooms are overcrowded because,
yes,
of that.
Yes.
So, of course, we would ask folks in the community to use resources such as Molina Medical for a cold. Or, you know, if you're not sure what's going on, if you have, you know, like a rash or something.
Sure.
And we can see folks who have rashes. If they're not sure, we have an isolation room specifically designated to make sure that we don't expose other patients in the clinic to something like that.
Okay. That's very good to know. Yes. So, well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about, you know, the clinic and maybe the growth of the clinic and, you know, where you might be going from here?
Sure. Well, one thing that's really I've noticed in New Mexico is a lot of folks don't know the difference between an MD and a nurse practitioner.
Right.
Currently, the provider we have at our clinic is a nurse practitioner. His name, okay, is Steve Carver. And nurse practitioners almost have the same type of authority as an MD here in New Mexico.
Okay.
Because there's such a shortage of doctors.
Yes.
So I know, like, when people are trying to get established with a, you know, family practice clinic or what have you, it's very hard because no one's accepting new patients.
Right.
And since we're new, we are accepting new patients.
Good.
So, yes, people can be seen by a nurse practitioner. He can prescribe you. He can, you know, refer you to a specialist and everything. He is very knowledgeable. He's a wonderful provider. And I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart, he is wonderful. I mean, he's treated me already.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's a wonderful provider.
Like, you know, we do hear a lot of people move to Santa Fe. We have a lot of people that even have second homes in Santa Fe. Maybe they live, you know, the other part of the time in Texas or Arizona or whatever. And it is hard for them to establish a physician or a doctor's office. So this sounds like you fit that bill just perfect in where do I go, mm-hmm, when I am here,
yes,
in Santa Fe?
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. As long, I mean, we do, for the most part, our, you know, our patient is the Medicaid population of women, sure, and children with Molina Salud.
Okay.
So, but of course, you know, we do accept cash pain, you know, for patients who are paying cash.
Okay. And I think you said a while ago you have a sliding fee scale.
Yes, we do.
That's excellent. And so if someone does it, now if they do have insurance,
mm-hmm,
you know, say they're on, I don't know, Blue Cross Blue Shield or something like that, they could still come in and see you.
Actually, if they're on Blue Cross Blue Shield, like if they're on their Medicaid plan, uh-huh, we're not able to see them at our facility.
Okay. Okay. So we don't want people to get confused that, mm-hmm, just anyone can walk in. So that they would need to go to their own provider.
Yes. And usually on the back of their insurance card, it has, uh-huh, a customer service number. So they can always call that number and see who is accepting, you know, where they can go.
Okay,
yes.
That's, oh, excellent, good. So I know we're going to be ready to wrap up our show. We want to talk one more time about where you're located.
Okay, so Molina Medical is located on St. Michael's Drive next to the Kmart. The exact, okay, address is 1714 St. Michael's Drive here in Santa Fe.
Okay.
To make an appointment, you can call 505-490-4042. Walk-ins are accepted.
Okay, at Monday through Friday.
Yes, 8:30 to 5:30.
Okay,
and we close for lunch from 12:30 to 1:30.
Okay, and then hopefully we'll get to see you next Friday on May the 11th.
Wonderful.
Okay, and thank you, Pamela.
Thank you for having me.
You did a great job. We appreciate you all as a chamber member, and hopefully we'll get you back again sometime soon and find out how everything's going over at Molina.
I would love that. Thank
okay.
you.
And thank you so much for listening to our Chamber Business Business Matters, and we'll be back in touch. Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you, Carol.